Yes, come in, Nick. Hey. Come.
Tony Carter calls out to Nick, her black and white border collie mix, during a visit to Murphy Dog Park in Rogers on a warm summer evening. At Carter's feet rests her other dog.
This is Rose, and Rose is a blue heeler, and she's kind of hot. She doesn't really like to come out very much, so she's been in the air conditioning. Right now is a good time to run my big dog, though, Nicky. He loves to run, and he has to run about 20 minutes a day, or he is just not a happy camper.
Carter explains Nick has learned some tricks, one of which will be on display during the inaugural Frisco Festival Dog Show August 27th. Carter is an activist who works with dog rescue throughout Northwest Arkansas, and she is helping spread the word about this new event.
All of the dogs that we're going to help support through this pet show, though, are city shelter dogs. So it's the Animal Services of Rogers that's going to benefit from the $10 registration. The Humane Society has lots of things that go on, but this is the first time that the city shelter has really stepped out. So we're hoping to support them through the individual dog registrations. It's $10 to register your dog. You can pick up a form at the City of Rogers. You can call me at 631-9909, and I will send you one. Lots of the vets are going to have them, and we're just hoping that people can understand that costs are ongoing at shelters. The city shelter has to pay for gas when they take dogs out for adoption days, little incidentals, things like baby formula for some of the kittens and puppies and things like that.
Carter helps run Murphy Dog Park, which is located next to the Humane Society for Animals in Rogers. Carter has been involved with the organization for about 6 years and says oftentimes people don't realize there's a difference between the Humane Society and the City of Rogers Animal Shelter.
They get us confused all the time, and they always call us the Pound. Either place is often called the Pound. We don't like to call it that anymore. We like to call the Humane Society the Adoption Center. The City Services for Animals is another way to call the city shelter. The city shelter picks up animals within the city limits. Humane Society picks up animals in all of Benton County. So we extend from one point to way over to Siloam. And it's just grown enormously. Lots of people get the wrong dog when they move to the country. They'll think, oh, I'm moving to the country, I can get, you know, a great big dog. And it just doesn't always work that way. We have rules in the county and in the city.
The dog show, which will be located at Centennial Park in downtown Rogers, will have an early start time.
It's going to start at 9 and it'll be over by 10:30, so the dogs won't get so hot. And they're going to try and be, you know, very dog friendly. There'll be lots of water, there'll be some pools, and there'll be places for the dogs to cool off.
Although the event will be in Rogers, Carter says dogs from throughout the region may take part in the show.
Any dog can participate. We're hoping that Washington County will send some of their awesome dogs down. We want to extend a little bit of a challenge. We want to see how cute the Washington County dogs are. We don't think Benton County dogs can be beat. There'll be shelter dogs there. There'll be individuals that are, you know, individual dogs that are owned by just regular people. My dog, Nick, will be competing in the best trick. And we want, you know, all people who have little bitty dogs to great big dogs to come down.
After owners showcase their pets, three judges will select winners from several different contests.
Some of the categories are cutest dog, that is for the littlest dog under 20 pounds, most adorable medium dog, that takes in a lot of the dogs, best looking big dog. So if you've got an awesome Irish Wolfhound or a Great Dane, please bring them down. Best dog trick, so work on your tricks. Best doggy costume. You might want to dress your dog up like a hot dog. There'll be lots of hot dogs down there. Dog and owner look-alike, best in show, and the I'm so ugly, I'm cute winner. Lots of dogs can qualify for that.
The event is being sponsored by Central Garden and Pet.
Central Garden and Pets has done us a great service. Central Garden and Pets out of Bentonville. Amazing, amazing donations. We have got the best prizes. Dogs can win ribbons, first place, second place, and third place. And but Central Garden and Pets has donated all kinds of pet items. They've donated gift baskets. The city, the downtown merchants, I think, are donating some cash. So who knows? I mean, who knows what kind of amazing prizes there's going to be? It's not until August 27th. There's plenty of time. And we just hope that everybody will come out and join us.
The inaugural Frisco Festival Dog Show will begin at 9 a.m. August 27th in downtown Rogers. Proceeds will benefit the City of Rogers Animal Shelter. The $10 entry fee covers all dogs owned by one person. More information is available at friscofestival.com.